produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Let's do this. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Because there's a word from the Lord and I am excited about it on this evening. I'm going to try to hold you long, but I'm going to let the Holy Spirit just move like the way he wants to move on this evening as well. Is that all right with y'all? God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for every individual that is listening right now, that's listening live right now. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will move Quentin Michael out of the way, that you will simply on tonight, God, have your way on this medium, on this evening. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray today as we're coming into homes, coming into jobs, coming into airways. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just have your way. God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen somebody even in the midst of this pandemic right now, wherever they may be in this world. And I'm praying right now that this month continue just to bring them the biggest blessings of their life yet. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Listen, y'all, we're running straight to the word of God tonight, if I will. I want to lift a passage of scripture on this evening, if I will, on tonight. I want to lift a passage of scripture on this evening. I want to go to Exodus 20 and 12 on tonight. I want to do this, if we will, and I promise you there is a word from what God is going to send. I'm going to put this in here for you. Exodus 20 and 12. And as our custom at United Family Fellowship, I'm going to be reading from the NIV translation just for the sake of clarity. Just make sure that everybody, no matter they're 7 years old, 7 months, or 77, that everybody can understand the word of God. But I always suggest that you get the word, the translation that works best for you to help you be even better as well. So here it is on this evening. It says, I know some of y'all shouting already. Some of y'all parents, go get your children. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Okay, that's good. Now do me a favor, go get your child, text every child, get your grandchild, get your little niece and nephew, tell them they need to hear this on tonight. I need to read this one more time. This is a passage of scripture that my parents read to me and share with me and preach to me, and they didn't have a preacher's license. This is what they gave me. So let me give it to you again. One more time. Exodus 20 and 12. It says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. For a little while on today, I want to talk from the subject, I should have listened to my parents. I'm going to give it to you again. I should have listened to my parents. Whew, Jesus. Where do we start? It's interesting because myself not having kids, but listening and looking around, seeing so many friends and family members and even church members that have kids repeating themselves on a consistent basis to their children. Do this. Do that. Don't do this. Do that again. Don't do that. Don't do that. And if your parents are like mine, they would share this information with you at the most uncomfortable times. They would tell us the most uncomfortable things. Here it is, which seems uncomfortable to us, but was really, in all actuality, was really blessing for us children. My mother and my father used to say things. They would spit out scripture. They would quote scripture. They would write things. They would put it in my lunchbox growing up as a kid. They would put it in my room, and they would put scriptures everywhere. And at one point, I was just tired of scriptures. I was tired of listening to my parents. I was tired all the time. I mean, honestly, y'all, I was tired every moment. I was tired of listening to them. But now, a few years later, I must say, I'm grateful for what my parents' wisdom, what they shared with me. Not only my parents, but my aunts and my uncles. Not only my aunts and uncles, but my grandparents, family friends that my parents entrusted. Not only that, but trusted church members back all the way in Ohio, where it is that I grew up, that shared the things to help us and to help me. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to just be real with you. There was not always a Pastor Q. There was not always what you see on today. It took some fine pruning to get me to where I am today. It took somebody's a lot of prayers. And I know some of y'all parents say, amen on tonight. Amen on tonight. It took some fine prayers to get your child where they are tonight. But I want to see if you can just put on the screen some hearts, some likes or something. But I want to see some parents that saying, listen, I prayed for my child. I was hard on my child. And in fact, let's take it a step further. I am still praying for my child and I'm still hard on my child. I want to share this on tonight because the truth of the matter is, if we're talking about getting blessings, come on, y'all going to help me out tonight. If we're talking about getting blessings, we're talking about getting closer to God. If we're talking about, here it is, receiving fully what God wants for us. If we're talking about what is truthfully what God has intended and purposed us, we must obey our parents. Now, I know some child is watching on tonight, is going to play this back on tonight, is going to restream this message on tonight. Listen, your parents do not have a manual how to raise you. When you came into the world, there was no manual down at Walmart to raise you at all. But you have to be grateful for your parents on tonight. You have to be grateful for your parents that are simply have instilled the right things in you. So I'm in our text tonight, and I absolutely love it, y'all. I absolutely love this text because I got to show you something. It says, here it is in Exodus 20 and 12, honor your father and your mother so you may live long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you. Okay, on tonight, I want to suggest tonight that blessings come more. They come more than just cars and clothes and money and houses. Blessings that, here it is, that Moses is writing here in Exodus is talking about, here it is, the days of you can be, your days being longer, your days being blessed and full. I don't know about you, but here it is. I want some days on this earth that won't just be any old type of kind of days. I want some days on this earth that will simply be blessed. I want to be able, here it is, to walk around and say, listen, I have done what God has commanded me to do. So in order for us to get these major blessings even further in the month of May, in order for us to do this in the month of May, to get further and get closer to Christ, ladies and gentlemen, I want to suggest that we ought to obey our parents. We ought to obey our, and listen, if I had obeyed my parents, can I be real with you? It wouldn't have taken me 10 years to finish my undergrad. Honestly, it wouldn't have. But on the flip side, sometimes God will allow you to go through some things. So I stand here today, not only finish my undergrad, but here it is, finish a master's. But I'll be here, I'll be transparent with you. I've already been researching and applied to doctoral programs. But I did this because, watch this, I had to go through some stuff to get to where it is that what God has shared with me, that I know where we're going. So I'm in our cross-reference of our text tonight. Where this is Bible study, right? I want you to go over to Deuteronomy. It's another very familiar passage of scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 28. I want to give this to you tonight because I'm telling you, there's something here that is going to be amazing. We're talking about obedience. So we're talking about getting fully what God wants for our life. We're talking about, here it is, loving and sharing and doing what God has told us to do and fully receiving the promises of and the favor of the Lord. We have to be obedient. Listen, I didn't always want to listen to my father. I didn't always want to listen to my dad. Y'all hear me say it all the time. I was an absolute knucklehead. In my senior year of my high school, my parents and I fought every inkling of the moment. They won most of the time. No, all the time they won because it's two against one. But we fought because of me and my immaturity. So tonight, I want to grow us tonight because I want us to look at this. I want us to be mature. I don't want you to have to get beat by God tonight. God, can I share something with you? God wants to bless you. God desires to bless you. And this is not, here it is, one of those name it and claim it type of situations tonight. No, I want to dispose every negative myth about how it is that God does not want to bless you. I want to just, here it is, I want to get away and cast that out of your mind tonight. I want to cast that out of your mind tonight because here it is, God wants to love on you even further. God said, I want you to open your heart. So how do you open your heart? It's easy. I don't have many points tonight. I'm telling you, I'm going to be moving fast. Obedience. Obedience is what it is. So Deuteronomy chapter 28, the subheading, the heading on that is blessings for obedience. But I want to read right there, verse 1 in this NIV translation of Deuteronomy 28. It says, if you fully obey the Lord, your God, okay, this is your God, and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord, your God, will set you high above the nations on earth. Y'all got that right there? If you fully obey. If is the key word here. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands. Stop right there. If you follow. So I want to talk to every mature person that said, I'm ready for something else. I'm ready for greater. I'm ready for what God's favorites on my life. God says, if you obey. So Moses, again, is writing here in Deuteronomy. And oftentimes, people look at Deuteronomy being so evil and so nasty because there's a lot of laws and decrees in the book of Deuteronomy. But not only in the book of Deuteronomy, but also as well in Exodus. So what God was doing in these first five books of the Bible, which is entitled the Pentateuch, that was written by Moses, God was putting the root groundwork down for every generation, for every family member, for every individual to hear this, to feel and come into relationship with him. It's one thing to have parents, but it's another thing to have parents that love you, that treat you right. They try to do the best by you. They're not perfect, but they try to do the absolute best by you. And so listen, the text says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands, God says, I will set you high. This is a word to somebody tonight. Okay, so in Exodus 20 and 12, I have to, you know, honor my mother and father. But here it is, a common theme. Here it is. I have to now in Deuteronomy 28 and 1, obey the word that my Heavenly Father given me. So if I obey my Heavenly Father by honoring my parents, not only will my days be longer, but God, here's the promise. He's going to set you high. He's going to set you even higher. Listen, that's a word to somebody tonight. That's a word to somebody tonight. He says, I will set you high above, watch this, not one nation. Not just two nations, not three or four nations. He says, I will set you above higher than all the nations on the earth. So I'm amazed tonight because this promise is put here in Exodus 28 and 1 this Deuteronomy covenant, here it is, this promise between man, here it is, and man and God and man and God and daughter. I mean, here it is. What God does here, he says, only thing you're doing, you're trying to look for blessings. You're trying to get closer. You're trying to do all these things. You're trying to experience God fuller. And God is saying, all you had to do is just obey me. Okay, some of y'all, I know without a shadow of doubt, some of you all, God is telling you to do something right now. God has been telling you to do something right now in the midst of this pandemic. He's been telling you not only in the midst of this pandemic to do something. He's been telling you for years and days and weeks, and you still sitting on it. I had to stand up tonight because I'm telling you, I might run around this office here. God has told you to do something and you're still sitting there. And you're saying, what do you mean? This is the act of disobedience. God said, listen, you were blessed last week. You were blessed yesterday, but you're not getting fully what it is that I'm trying to give you. God said, stretch out on faith. Trust me. Do what I tell you to do. Then I'm not going to set just you high above the nations, but I'm going to set your very dreams high above the nation. I'm going to set your very goals high above the nation. I'm going to set your marriage high above the nation. Woo! I'm going to set your relationship for those of y'all that are dating and doing things the godly way. He said, I'm going to set your relationship high above the nations. I'm going to set your ministry high above the nations. I'm going to set your business high above the nations, because watch this, you're fully obeying God. I notice it's surface level, but I had to go sometimes surface level just to help somebody to understand that it's so much better just to obey God right where you are. It's so much better to do it the Lord's way than try to do it your way as well. So watch this. Here it is. I got to give you the promise. I can't just hear this speaking to the atmosphere and not give you scripture. Let me give you scripture tonight, because this is Bible study. Can we go Bible on tonight? Can we work the text on tonight? Look at verse 2 in Deuteronomy 28. It says, if you fully obey, this is verse 1, but verse 2 says, here it is, all these blessings will come and accompany you if, watch this, you obey the Lord. I just spoke over your ministry. I just spoke over your marriage. I just spoke over your child. I just spoke over your business. And it says, if you obey the Lord, all these blessings will come to you. One thing that God does, and what here it is, what God does, what people don't do, God does not lie. God is consistent. God is committed to blessing you. God is wonderful. Y'all, I'm gonna tear this thing up. I'm telling y'all, I'm telling you what I know. Here it is. He says, God said, I am consistent and committed because I am God and I want to bless you. And God is saying this, here it is, if you just do what I tell you to do, you will have all of these things that you've been praying about. Jesus said, if you just ask anything in my name, it shall be so if it is my will for your life. We're going to get into that Sunday. You better be careful because there's power in the name of Jesus. You better be careful because watch this. When you call on the name of Jesus, things start to tremble. Listen, I'm not trying to shout y'all on Wednesday night, but listen, here it is. I got to show you something. He says, he describes, and I gave this to the, here it is, United Family Fellowship the other week. I had to go back to this. He describes where you would be blessed at. Okay. You ready? You will be blessed in the field. You will be blessed in the city. And here it is, for the NIV translation says, you'll be blessed in the country. Okay. So everywhere you go, it don't matter if I live in a city, in a high rise in Nashville. It don't matter if I live, here it is, in the middle of South Africa in Cape Town. It doesn't matter if I live in Ethiopia. No, God said, wherever you are, I'm going to be there as well. So why is that happening? Why would you be blessed in the city, in the field? Because God is omniscient. And so God is all knowing. He sees every
thing that is going on. He sees how you're praying, how you're fasting, how you're on your knees, how you're being nice to people. This is obedience, because God says you ought to treat your neighbor as you're loving yourself. He sees how you're patient with people when people are pushing your buttons. God sees everything that is going on in your life. He sees all these different things, but God said, because of you being faithful, because of you being nice, because you obeying, here it is, what I have told you to do, he simply says on tonight in his scripture, he says, I'm going to bless you no matter where you are. Maybe you're at work right now. Maybe you're in your job right now. Maybe you're in your car right now. Maybe you're on a plane watching this right now. Maybe you're at your, here it is, your home, here it is, in your home on your couch. You're making some good macaroni and cheese in your kitchen right now. God says, no matter where you are, no matter where you are, I'm going to bless you. Listen, I got to get out of here. It's only Wednesday night. I got to get out of here. I should have listened to my parents. I can only talk about me. I should have listened to my parents, because when I didn't listen to my parents, this is what it did. It delayed blessings that God had for my life. Y'all hear what I just said? When I did not listen to my parents, it delayed blessings that God intended for my life. What I want to suggest tonight, what I want to park there and put in your spirit tonight, I do not want you all here that are listening to me right now, I do not want God to have to delay any more blessings in your life because of your disobedience. I just said something right there. I said, I do not want God to delay any more blessings in your life because of your disobedience. God help me. I want the favor and the promises of God to come on your life. But can I take it a step further on? Can I take it a step further tonight? I want God to bless you so that you will be a blessing to everybody that's connected to you. And the old song says, ain't no fun if the homies ain't getting none. So what am I saying tonight? I want everybody connected to you to be blessed because of your blessings as well. I want your mother to be blessed. I want your father to be blessed. I want your auntie to be blessed. I want your uncle to be blessed. I want your grandparents to be blessed. I want your child to be blessed. I want people that don't even know you to be blessed because of you being faithful and because you obeying God and what it is that God has told you to do. Listen, when God blesses you, he's not just blessing you for yourself. He's blessing you so you can be a blessing to somebody else as well. That's the people that are mature. They're saying, listen, I don't want just to be blessed so I can put it all in the bank. No, I want to be blessed so I can, here it is, pay somebody else's mortgage that's going through in this pandemic. So I can pay somebody else's lease that has a small business that did not get the, here it is, the government bailout. I want to help out other ministries, even though I have a ministry, but I want to be a blessing to not just one ministry, two ministries, but I want to be a blessing to ministries and people around the world in such a large magnitude because of God blessing me for my obedience. And he does this. It's amazing because all through this text, what I love about this is he uses verses 1 to 14 to talk about, I'm in Deuteronomy 28, he uses verses 1 through 14, so 14 verses to talk about the blessings for obedience. You got to read it in your own time because the hour is growing late. But on the flip side, here it is, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, pick up verse 15. What Moses does, he writes a litany of courses about why it is, here it is, what happens when you do not obey your father, your heavenly father. He writes this whole thing and it talks about curses in the heading. It says curses for disobedience. Okay, what do you mean? So we have blessings for disobedience and we have curses. What I find interesting, friends, what I find really interesting, family, tonight is this. The length of area for the blessings is only 14 verses. Not that many. But if you go down from 15, all the way down from 15, all the way down to verse 68. From verse 15 to verse 68, my math, here it is, that's more than 14 verses. So that being more than 14 verses tonight, that shares something with you to how much God cares about you. Isn't it a blessing that God cares about you so much that he used Moses in this writing to share with us, if you do this, you do that, you do that, you do this, that you will not get what it is that you are going to get. God loves you so much. He don't need that much time to tell you how he's going to bless you. But he loved you so much to let you know these are the curses that will happen if, in fact, that you do wrong. I mean, verse 15 to verse 68. That's a lot of curses. Can I share something with you? This is for free in our book, Jesus, Everything You Need to Know About Unlocking the Blessings About God, about, I believe it's by Jerry Kibler. What that book shares with us that I've been reading at United Family Fellowship, that book simply shares this one thing. Y'all ready? It shares tonight, it shares that curses are not from God. Y'all hear what I just said? Somebody write that on the screen tonight. Come on, y'all need to help me tonight. Somebody write that tonight. Write, curses are not from God. I need you to write that on the screen tonight for me. I want to make sure that every individual hears that tonight. Curses are not from God. Come on, y'all help me write that on the screen tonight. I want y'all to write that on the screen tonight because I want every person to get that in their spirit. Your eyes have to hear this. Your eyes have to see what your ears are hearing. Curses are not from God. And I'm harking on that tonight because I bind the devil in the name of Jesus. Curses are not from God. And so contrarily to what America says, contrarily to what the news is saying, listen, here it is. God, like I shared before, wants to bless you. So where do curses come from? Curses are coming from straight from the pit of hell. They come from Satan. God desires communion and relationship with you. He desires all these things with you due to the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that because he said, listen, I know that Adam and Eve sinned. Oh, I know they sinned. But however, I'm sending my name, my son, Jesus, to clean up all the sin. Look at this. Look at the blessing right now. He sent his son, Jesus, so we can have life and life more abundantly. Glory to God on tonight. He sent his son, Jesus, so it is that we can have an effectual, fervent relationship and a prayer life with him. The blessing about tonight is, even in the midst of, here it is, us messing up, even in the midst of all this stuff, even in the midst of me messing up with my parents, even in the midst of me messing up when I was in high school, the good thing about it is my parents never stopped loving me. And that's why I need to suggest tonight for somebody tonight, even though some things happen in your life, even though some things you may not have been always obedient with God, God still looked out for you. Even though here it is that, you know, things didn't go right in your way, God still looked out for you because he said, listen, you're my child. I love you so much. You're my child. I'm sending Jesus to help you. That's the major blessing tonight. That's the major blessing tonight, y'all. Jesus is the major blessing tonight. I know y'all were looking for something else. I know I took the long way around the mountain, but I had to give you the precursor to where we're going on Sunday. Jesus is the major blessing tonight. He's the major blessing tonight because watch this. He says, I know that things may not be perfect. I know things are getting on your nerves. I know things are pushing you, but I know you might have messed up like I have with your parents. I know some things may have happened in your life, but God is saying on tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the good thing about it is, even though you didn't listen to your parents still gave you another chance. Your parents didn't stop. Here it is, praying for your parents, didn't give up on your parents, didn't change the locks on you after you messed up. You still had a key. And the key tonight is simply this. The key tonight is prayer by talking to your Heavenly Father. And God is saying tonight, I know you should have listened to me. I know. But God said, I'm giving you a key, and the key is
prayer. And so tonight, I'm done because I don't want to carry you too long. But I feel God rising up on this medium tonight. I feel God, the Holy Spirit, rising up tonight, because some of us should have listened to our parents a long time ago, but you still got breath in your body. Some of us should have listened to our grandparents a long time ago, but you didn't. But you still have breath in your body. Some of us should have listened to our aunts and uncles and our friends that looked out for us. They were like parental figures in our life. We didn't do so. But God is saying in this season, you still have breath in your body. And since you still have breath in your body, you ought to simply just listen tonight. I don't know what God is telling you to do, but there's something that is inside of you. There's something, ladies and gentlemen, that's inside of you that's been lying dormant for too long. There's something that God is telling you to do. There's something that God has shared with you to do, and you're fighting God. It's like a tug of war. But tonight, I want you to let go of the stuff that you're trying to fight and grab God's hands. Grab God's hands tonight. Listen, I'm done, but I want you to listen to your dad. Children, if you listen to this, I want you to listen to your mom and your dad tonight. If you're listening to this, for every other individual tonight, say, my parents ain't here, I want you to listen to your Heavenly Father, and I want you to listen to what your parents told you in this life. For those that don't have quote-unquote biological parents, I want you to listen to that parental figure in your life that you know that absolutely loves you on tonight. And tonight, I'm praying for you, because I'm praying for every parent right now. I'm praying for every parent that is dealing with a disobedient child. I'm praying tonight in the name of Jesus that your child will turn around. I know it's a little tough in this pandemic. I'm praying for the peace in your house on tonight. I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus for every grandparent right now in the name of Jesus that will simply, here it is, just raising their grandchild and you're tired. I'm praying for parents right now. Not only am I praying for the parents right now, but I'm praying for you that is the child and the grandchild, that you and your parents will get on one accord. I want to see you blessed. I don't want to see you delay your blessings. I want to see you go to school and get a full ride scholarship. I want to see you graduate high school and start your business. I want to see you graduate high school and go to a trade school and get a wonderful trade. I want to see you graduate high school, here it is, and start your business. I want you to do that. But I'm praying for every household tonight, because there's some people that are dealing with some disobedient spirits. You're dealing with disobedient spirits. You don't know how you're going to deal with this. But God said, I'm giving you strength because you've been obedient. I'm giving you strength because of what it is that you've been doing. You've been on your knees. Tonight, let me just pause for the cause. Unscheduled, unscript. Let me just pause right now. And just, I want you to do me a favor. Can you put, here it is, your child's name on the screen tonight? Can you type your child's name on the screen tonight? I want you to type your child's name on the screen tonight. Come on, we're going to rock this. We're almost done. I want you to write your child's name on the screen tonight. Because you don't know tonight that God is getting ready to send peace to your house. You don't know tonight that God is making a way out of no way for your child. Can you write your child's name on the screen tonight? And if you can't write tonight, can you just simply call out your child's name on tonight? Can you call out your child's name on tonight? Because listen, your child needs your prayer tonight. I should have listened to my parents a long time ago. I should have did that, and I could have been a lot further. But grace be unto God. He's thankful for his grace and mercy tonight. You don't know what God is getting ready to do with your child tonight. You don't know what God is getting ready to do through your grandchild tonight. You don't know what God is going to do with your niece and nephew tonight. Come on, y'all, write your names on here to the screen tonight. You don't know what God is getting ready to do. God is getting ready to turn this situation around in your house for every parent. This is a parent's blessing tonight. Parent, you didn't know I was coming for you. You didn't know this is going to be Parents' Day on tonight.
God said, I'm blessing you in the city and the field. I'm blessing your child. I'm blessing everything. Come on, write your child's name on here. If you don't want to write your child's name, just write the last name on here to save yourself some time. But God said, I'm getting ready to bless your child with a new attitude. I'm getting ready to bless your child with the attitude of obedience. I'm going to bless your child with the attitude of appreciation, of gratefulness. I'm going to bless your child with the attitude and the spirit of assertiveness. You're not going to tell him not to wash the dishes tonight. It's going to be a blessing to your life. I'm going to bless your child tonight. Oh, yeah. My child is going to be blessed. My child's child is going to be blessed. My children's children's children is going to be blessed. My family is going to be blessed tonight. My bloodline is going to be blessed tonight as well. Because of my obedience. Glory to God on tonight. Glory tonight. Glory to God tonight. Glory tonight. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo, glory. I know it's just Wednesday, but glory to God tonight. I know I'm taking my time tonight, but glory to God tonight. Let me do this. Let me do this tonight. Glory. Glory to God tonight. Dickersons, the Andersons, the Cooks, the Waltons, I see you tonight. I see you tonight. Oh, I see you tonight. God is blessing for every individual that can't even type right now. I'm praying and interceding right now in the name of Jesus for your child and your grandchild, your niece and your nephew tonight. Cameron, Courtney, Kennedy, Curtis, Kay, Javon. Are we praying right now in the name of Jesus? Yes. We're praying for the unborn children right now as well. Oh, yes. Glory to God. You'll be able to change this sermon structure and this sermon topic tonight instead of saying, I should have listened to my parents. You'll say, I listened to my parents and it was such a blessing. Listen, we're going to go to corporate prayer tonight. We're going together tonight. Is that all right with y'all? We're going together tonight. Let's do God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus over every family, over every parent, over every grandchild, over every child tonight, over every auntie, every uncle tonight. I'm praying right now for the people that are stepping in to be parents tonight. I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus that the spirit of obedience will hit every household. It will hit every household from the top to the bottom right now in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for every parent. I'm praying for every parent that is raising their children, that are worried about their children. But tonight, I'm also praying for the single parents on tonight, that God, that you will give them strength in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for the single grandparents in the name of Jesus, that you will give them strength, the energy and the finances in the name of Jesus. I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus for every grandparent that is stepping in right now and acting as parents. I'm praying for marriages in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for families. I'm praying for, here it is that no domestic violence will, here it is, hit any address in the name of Jesus. But if domestic violence is hitting the address, I pray right now that the curse be broken and that safety will be provided tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for the future leaders and the future teachers and the future, here it is, workhorses and the workhouses right now for the children in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you right now in the name of Jesus for every family right now that's getting ready to walk in obedience. Blessings and favor is hitting in life. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Listen, if you're grateful for tonight for God, I just want you to say thank God right where you are tonight. Listen, I'm grossly over time. Lord, I am over time tonight. But I'm grateful for each and every one of you all tonight. I'm telling you, if you believe it tonight, if you believe in the name of Jesus, you believe in the power of Jesus, I just want to let you know that you just released blessings into your house. You just released blessings to your house. Listen, I want you to do me a favor tonight. We're talking about blessings in the house. I want us tonight, if we will, to bless our Father's house. And our Father's house that we know is accustomed to is United Family Fellowship. Listen, the link has been provided below for you on tonight. I want us to bless the name of Unite of Family Fellowship tonight, because listen, if this ministry has been a blessing to you, I want you to hear this. Go out and share with somebody. Share this message with somebody tonight and just simply let them know that God is up to some amazing things for our family. I want you tonight, if you will, you can give on tonight. If you've been blessed by this message, I want you tonight, if you will, if you can.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Don't think you will know when you have left it. Do you remember when Peter was in prison? The Bible says that the church prayed for him. Peter was in prison, the church was praying, and the angel of the Lord did never tell the church that he was going to visit Peter. I'm not saying the way I'm going to Peter, but the angel is going to Peter. There are times when you are praying for your child and it's like nothing is happening, but you don't know what is happening in the spiritual realm. Because when you are going to allow for my memory, I cannot go. When I feel like that and how it makes, but in the spirit, God is beginning to change things and you are not aware. Now put on the again. Now, people in a big cross, you have in your way, physically and on the other side, they are still praying. But on the other side, God is doing something. But let me tell you a secret. When you kneel down here every day and pray, it's like nothing is happening, but God is still doing something. Hallelujah. That is why when you look at a Christian, don't look at a Christian who's got to share my home or share my home, because above our head, there is a writing that says, still under construction. Now, don't judge the incomplete material. God is still at work. The Bible says, for it is God who is at work within us to will and to act according to his good purpose. I don't care when I have it, but God is still at work. He says to you, work out. God cannot ask you to work out what he never worked in you. Now you need to firstly allow God to work in you. And if God has worked in you, when you open your mouth, you are just working out what God has already worked in your spirit. Now put on your hands up. That is why most of us, we are confusing things. When somebody has a promotion, I told us something quicker than you, it's not because whether you are stupid.
Yeah.
The problem is what? Anything that is coming to you, it must not just start in your physical realm. It must be firstly created in the spiritual realm. Now God will never put something in the front before you develop it at the neck. When you go to Pick and Pay and ShopRite, when the trucks are delivering the stock, they don't put them on the shelf. They they put them in the storeroom. Now, when you buy tomato sauce, you are taking it from the shelf. But when you come back tomorrow, you find another tomato sauce because there is still more in the storeroom. Now, when the devil thought he has stolen something, tell the devil there is still more in the storehouse of God. Now, they said when we have landed, we knew that it was called Malta. Verse number 2. And the natives showed us unusual and remarkable kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed and received us all, since it had begun to rain and was cold. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
Say fire.
Fire.
Now they said when we have landed, they welcomed us with fire. Because if you are the person who is filled with fire, you need to be welcomed with fire. Verse number 3. Now Paul had gathered a bucket of sticks and he was laying them on the fire. Somebody say on the fire. When a fire come or a snake crawl out because of the heat. Somebody say because of the heat. And fastened itself on his hand. Now, brother, let us look at this picture because I want to preach. Are you ready for this word? Muruti, Bibili, and the snake came out because of the heat. Now, which means if there was no heat, we will never know that there was a snake. Now, I have realized that in a life where there is no fire, anything becomes comfortable. I have realized that in your marriage, if there is no fire, even snakes can rest. I have realized that in a church where there is no fire, even devils can rest. It's coming out. Ah, you don't hear me. You don't hear me. This is another night. Whatever demon that has been destroying the community, we're going to set the house on fire. And the devil is the liar. Every hidden snake is coming out. Somebody says it's coming out. It's coming out. In your family, it's coming out. You drop a leg. You drop a car. Today, I got a lot of people letting me. There's someone with me. Now, when we are talking too much, just set the house on fire. When they gossip about you, don't gossip back. Set your house on fire. Are you ready? Something is about to leave your family for good tonight. This is a prophetic way. There are things you don't know. Every time your family goes to a certain level, they divorce. Hey, there is a hidden snake that must beg and go in the name of Jesus. But it doesn't take the wisdom. It takes the knees. When you kneel down, the fire will come down. Are you ready for the fire? Now, Lord, we believe. When Paul went to lay the sticks. You know, in the churches today, people who are attacked are people who are doing something.
Yeah.
I have realized that if you are just an ordinary Christian, Christian, you become a friend to everyone. I have realized that if you are just a sister who's coming to church, everyone loves you. But every time when you decide to take another step in your spiritual life, snakes are taking you. Even in the soccer field, there are players, even if he can get the ball first, he will never score. Because if you don't have a skill, you are not a threat to the enemy. The reason you are taking Mark is because they know that if you touch it, you touch the net. The reason the devil is after you is because he knows that when you can be in the right position and begin to see your soul, something will begin to happen. You are asking yourself, why are people not after me? They are not after you. They are intimidated by what God has already deposited in your spirit. Somebody say, snakes attacks you. I've realized you are just quiet and you're just doing things normally and you're just normal. Everyone will never talk about you. But when you begin to see those people, you begin to say, you need to take a wahala. Do you know what he wants about better something? I want to encourage people, when you do something good and the devil is attacking you, don't stop. When you do something good and people are talking bad about you, don't stop. You know the problem with you? You're not going to enjoy it. You're not going to enjoy it. You're not going to I've realized people live on top of you back again. Give up to us at the moment. The people who push people outside the church are people who don't know that for somebody to say yes to Jesus, it takes somebody to cry. For you to see these young people here, how are you starting to make the tears? We are pulling them out of hell and we are putting them there. And how something you actually enjoy, you will kick them out. But I want to say, God is raising a generation that will never. Because Peter was enjoying the fire, but he never knew the pain of preparing that fire. But now he learned that the power of hell, how to my mother consent. Because they don't want to make things happen. They watch as things are happening. But God is raising a generation that will never just come here to be the spectators. And say, I'm not just going to look at the move of God, but I want to position myself in the move of God. I want to be there when God is using people. I want to be there when God is raising people. Somebody say, fire. I prophesy right now in your business, things are not going well. God says, it's not people, there is a hidden snake that is destroying, but we're going to set your business on fire. It fastened itself to the hand of God. And what are the Christians doing today? When the snake is around your hand, you try to prophesy and hide behind the pulpit, but your past is still fastened in your hand. And the Bible says, what Paul did, go down, he says, he shook it off. Tonight I want to say, what you have been carrying for many years, you are about to shoot it into the fire. That past, that tells you that you will never move forward. We are shooting it into the fire. I'm not telling this bitterness to the next level. I'm not telling this disappointment to the next level. with the gym. The devil is not aware that the fire is not only there to bring it out, it's also there to destroy it. If fire bring it out of your life, don't carry it. Throw it back into the fire. Because the fire of God is about to destroy anything that was accusing you. There are people, they are out of sin, but the sin of yesterday is still talking to them. Every time you want to stand up and see the soul, the devil is reminding you of your past. But I want to tell the devil, I'm shaking it into the fire. From tonight, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, shake it off! They see you singing a song and they say, what happened? Tell them it is in the fire. Yesterday I used to carry this thing, but I have made up my mind that I will never go forward carrying my past. Because the devil is so good in reminding you of yesterday. But let me tell you, there are two ways. They look the same, but they are just different. There is the word tomb and there is the word womb. In the tomb there are bones, but in the tomb there are dead bones. But in the womb there are bones, but there are living bones. Somebody say, when I look in the tomb, I see my past. But when I look in the womb, I see my future. I cannot come up. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back.
Paget on Finding My Way radio channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Greetings. In the name of Jesus, ke a le dumedisa ka lebitso le matla la Jesu Kriste wa Nazareta. Ke Evangelist Sipho Mokhwanazi ya buang le lona kwano. Now, I want us to read a scripture from the Bible, and this particular scripture is coming from 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16. And this scripture says, when it has been found, it says, now two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. One of them said, my Lord, this woman and I live in the same house. I had a baby while she was there with me. Verse 18 says, the third day after my child was born, this woman also had a baby. We were alone. There was no one in the house but the two of us. Verse 19 says, during the night, this woman's son died because she lay on him. Verse 20 said, so she got up in the middle of the night, in the midnight hour, and took my son from my side while I, your servant, was asleep. She put him by her breast and put her dead son by my breast. Verse 21 says, the next morning I got up to nurse my son, and he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning light, I saw that it wasn't the son I had born. Verse 22 says, the other woman said, no, the living one is my son, the dead one is yours. But the first one insisted, no, the dead one is yours, the living one is mine. So they argued before the king. The king said, this one says my son is alive and your son is dead, while that one says, no, your son is dead and mine is alive. Verse 24 says, the king said, bring me a sword. So they brought a sword for the king. Verse 25 said, then he gave an order, cut the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other. Verse 26, there's the woman whose son was alive, was filled with compassion for her son and said, said to the king, please, my Lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him. But the other said, neither I nor shall you have him. Cut him in two. Verse 27 says, the king gave his ruling. Give the living baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is his mother. Verse 28 says, when all Israel heard the verdict the king had given, they held the king and in ill, because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice. I want us to pray for the word of God as it is about to be preached. Spirit of the living God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that may I not utter words that come from my knowledge, that come from my mind, but may I utter words that come from the Spirit. May I utter words that come from the mind of God. Spirit of the living God, you are the one who is leading us, and I pray that may you lead me even today. Spirit of the living God, you have never failed us. You fail to fail us, and I trust in your word. Depend upon your word. The Bible declares that your word will never come out and come back void. Spirit of the living God, as your word is about to be uttered, let it not come back void. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Baratua, rebadile temana mona ho 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 13. Now, rinalita babona erring two prostitutes had children in the same week, and they were living in the same house, And the Bible goes further to tell us that ho no sina botemo ya dula le bona ine le bona fela ba le babedi ka ga ntlo yeo. Now, as the Bible goes further to explain the story, the Bible says, while these women were asleep, while these women were both in different beds, the Bible declares that one woman slept on top of her baby. She lay on top of a child, and the child died during the night. Now, how wana ashwa iri bibili yaba mosadi wona ha bona robetso di mangwana ha inwana ha yo shwile yaba ka 12 o'clock that midnight wanenwa ashwileng wankuwa ke meyenwa ya robetseng go di mangwana ya shwileng o nwisa ka huane a robetse le ngwana ya phelang. Ha qeta mo bea mono ya ba onka wa ona a phela o ya liena bethenya hae mo a lo robala liena ti. Now ire bibele ha tswa o seng enwa emong a elellwa ha ro ba padisha ngwana ha re o nesa ngwana ha ro fa ngwana le bese a elellwa re ngwana enwa o sa shwile ba ratua ke batla lenken thotse peditse tharo hloko. Kore taba ya pele basadi bana ba babedi ba dula ntlong a one. Taba ya bobedi ke hore basadi bana ba babedi ba tswala bekeng a one. Taba ya boraro kore ka basadi bana ba babedi bana ha ba qeta ho tswalwa e ka nna ba bana le tshobotsi e tshwanang. Bana ha ba qeta ho tshwana ha ba qeta ho tswalwa e ka nna ba bana le megwa e tshwanang hobane ha re ka sheba bana ha ile mashia ha ba bewe pela rona e ka re ba tshwana. Now here is the problem. Moshadi wona o robetse hodima ngwana wa hae ha qeta ho robala hodima ngwana wa hae ke batla le hlokomela hore ngwana wa hae ha bolawa ke baloi. Ngwana wa hae ha bolawa ke dira. Ngwana wa hae ha bolawa ke batho ba sa mo batleng. Ngwana wa hae ha bolawa ke balwetse empa yena ka bojena o robetse hodima ngwana wa hae hobane bongata ba batho ha sore bana ba rona ha sore ditoro tsa rona ha sore dipono tsa rona di ile tsa bolawa ke batho empa di bolawe ke rona ha sore di la bolawa ke dira tsa rona empa di ile tsa bolawa ke rona empa rona ka bo rona re ile ga robala hodima tsona ha sore ditoro tse ding tsa hao di bolawe ke batho ba sa o batleng empa ka nako engwe ke wena o ile robala hodima yona empa ire bibele ya ba mosadi ona ha papa mabushiu o fumana hore ngwana wa hae o shwile ba ratua ha qeta o fumana hore ngwana wa hae o shwile taba ke ena ke hanka ngwana wa hae a shwileng a mwisa ho mme ona e mong a na le ngwana ya phelang ha qeta ho mo beya betheng ya ona a phelang ke hanka ho ona ya phelang a nka ngwana wa hae ha qeta a mo tlisa ka monana e ka re ke ngwana ya phelang empa taba tsena kaofela di etsagala ka 12 o'clock bosiu ha ona e mong a robetse ona e mong a bolaile ngwana hae ke ha nka ngwana hae a shweleng a misa ho ona wa ngwana ya phelang a nka ona wa ngwana ya phelang a mo isa ka mona ka mo ho yena ngwana hae a shweleng ke batla le le hloko re thotsana ka ofela ha di etsagala ka 12 o'clock bibele ere at the midnight hour ka mantswa mang ene etsagala ka 12 o'clock ha qeta ho fetola bana bana ire bibele ha ona a tswa ho se ya tswileng a sa robala hodima ngwana wa hae ha ona a tswa ho seng ya tswileng a sa robala hodima ngwana wa hae ire bibele hare o mo fa lebishi ire bibele hare wa monesa ire bibele hare wa mohlokomela ya ba o hlokomela hore ngwanenwa o sa tswile moya ya ba o hlokomela hore ngwanenwa o sa shwile ya ba o hlokomela hore ngwanenwa o sa hlokahetse ire bibele ha elelo re ngwanenwa o hlokahetse ya ba wa mosheba wa moshebisisa kanti ha tsebe mme ona hore ila re ha ire 12 o'clock Moshadi emong we la chincha ngwana wa haya yena we phumana o seng ha tso wa shebane lentho e leng setopo kanti ha tsebile ra re 12 o'clock ya ba satane o chincha bana moshadi ona ha tso wa o seng o re onta tso wa jalo ka mihla o re tlo bapala ka ngwana ha jalo ka mihla e re tla nesa ngwana ha jalo ka mihla kanti ha tsebile ra re 12 o'clock ya ba satane o chincha bana ona le batho tatin la ka jeno lena o nontso le hantle o ntso phela hantle o nontso le hantle o na le toro e hantle o nontso le hantle o na le tlolo e hantle empa ile re tsatsileleng ha o tswa o senga wa fumana hore ntho ya hao e se shwile kanti ha o tsebo re ile ra re 12 o'clock ya ba satano change bana o na le baba nontso na le toro ya hao e phela mari tsatsileleng wa tswa e shwile kanti ha o tsebe ile ra re 12 o'clock ya ba satano change bana o na le baba nontso sebeletsa modimo o le mafolofolo mari tsatsileleng wa tswa e ka re mafolofolo a hao a sa shwile kanti ha o tsebe ile ra re 12 o'clock ya ba satano change bana o na le baba nontso da le pono e phulo o nontso na le pono e phila mari la re na tsatsileleng ha o tswa wa tswa e se shwile kanti ha o tsebe ile ga re 12 o'clock ya ba satano change bana o na le baba nontso na le kereke e phila empa ile ra ha o tswa tsatsileleng wa fumana kereke e se shwile kanti ha o tsebe ile ga re 12 o'clock ya ba satano change bana hona le babang ha o tswa no ntso tswa o na le tlolo e phila mari ka tsatsileleng ile re ha o tswa wa iphumana so na le tlolo e shwile kanti ha o tsebo re la ga ke 12 o'clock ya ba satano change bana hona le babang no ntso o na le dinthotse tsa mayang hantle tse phila empa ile ha o tswa wa iphumana ka jeno lena o so na le ntho e shwile kanti ha o tsebi la ga ke 12 o'clock ya ba satano change bana ka jeno lena ke re nessan totaruna kanti totaruna sedi shwile kanti re tsebo ri la re 12 o'clock ya ba satano chincha bana ka re jeno lena ge re tswa ri a rapela ge utla thapelo tsa rona sedi shwile kanti re tsebi le ge 12 o'clock ya ba satano chincha bana ka jeno lena ge tswa e ka re re yetsa jalo ka mihla ke ga itseba nthwena kanti re tswa go utla ntho rona se shwile kanti re tsebi le ge 12 o'clock ya ba satano chincha ngwana ba bampalona moda ka jeno lena ha re wa yema ka tsela yo no tsiba o yema ka yona ka jeno o sa gona o yema kanti ha o tsibulogela ka 12 o'clock ya ba satano change bana ba bang ba rona ka tsatsing la ka jeno ha re re a bina ha re sa gona o bina jalo ka tsela yo ne re bina kanti ha re tsibila ka 12 o'clock ya ba satano change bana ba bang ba rona etla ha re ema ha re re a rera ka tsela yo re tsiba ngo re rera ka yona ge bona se re sa tsiba o rera ka tsela yo ge ne ge tsiba o rera ka yona kanti ha re tsibi la ga 12 o'clock ya ba satano chincha bana ba bang ba rona ne rata modimo ha hulo empa ka tsatsing la ka jeno ha ke sa mo rata jalo ka tsela yeo ne ge mo rata pile kanti re tsebi la ga 12 o'clock ya ba satano chincha bana ba bang ba rona ne rata o sebeletsa modimo mari ka jeno ha ke sa na taba le taba tsa modimo kanti re tsebi la ga 12 o'clock ya ba satano chincha bana ba bang ba rona mona ne re fitla eli kerekeng e le gona ba botswana lata kerekeng empa ka jeno ke gona ba fitla lata kereke ebile ke rona ba tsamayang early kereke kanti re tsebile ka 12 o'clock ya ba satano change bana ba bang ba rona ka jeno lena ha o qalwa ho bua ka di shome kerekeng ha o qala ho bua ka di chalete kerekeng se re hama empa re tsebo re pele ne ntse le gole ba pele ba o nehela ge ba tla o bona mosebetsi wa modimo o tswela pele kanti re tsebile ka 12 o'clock ya ba satano change bana ba tlomba modimo ye ha ke tsebe ke bua le mantsatsing la ka jeno lena maro re buruti ke tswa tsena tsatsing la ka jeno e ka re ke tswile le thapelo e shwile muruti ka re ke tswa hona jwale tsena e ka re ke tswa le toro e shwile muruti ka re ke tswa hona jwale tsena ke tswa ka pono e shwile muruti ka re ke tswa hona jwale tsena ke tswa ka dithotse shwile e re bibele mona ya ba mosadi ona ha tswa o senga a sheba ngwanena e re ha mo sheba aba a mo shebisisa wa bona kana kwe ngwe rona re a sheba empa ha re shebisisi empa ire bebele a mo shebisisa ire ha qeta mo shebisisa ya ba mosadi ona o tla ka conclusion are ke rometse ngwana ka phila ha ke no tswa ngwana ka shwile ya ba mosadi ona o re the dead child has not mine ke batla patlala tsatsatsi la ka jeno lena molaitsa wa ka jeno ke o re ngwana ya shwile ha si wa ka ba bangata ba tswile ka bana ba shwile ngo sengona empa mosadi ona ha tswa le yena shwile ha tswa ge funeral ha tswa le yena shwile ha founele di hash ha tswa le na shwele ha founele di society ha tswa le na shwele ha founele di insurance mara ha tswa le na shwele ke ha hanana le taba yena are the dead child is not mine. I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight, but I want to declare that the dead child is not yours. It might have woke up in your bed, but the dead child is not yours. It might have woke up in your bed, but the dead dream is not yours. It might be by your side, but the dead vision is not yours. The dead church is not yours. The dead anointing is not yours. The dead child is not yours. I don't care how long it has been dead, but the dead child is not yours. And I want you, wherever you are, just to open your mouth and declare, the dead child is not mine. I don't care what the devil says, but the dead child is not mine. I don't care what the devil does, but the dead marriage is not mine. I don't care what the devil does, but the dead business is not mine. The devil is a liar. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad, for it is not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. And what is impossible with man, it is possible with God. And the Bible declares that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I want to declare today that what you woke up that was dead before you, my brother, my sister, it is not yours. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put up your sleeves, and I want you to put up your shoulders. I want you to raise your chin high and declare, the dead child is not mine. If they said your marriage is dead, I walk up and go to your husband and take him to the mall and hit your two-piece and your hairpiece. When they ask you what happened, tell them, the dead child is not mine. I want you to pick up that microphone and start to preach again, preacher. When they ask you what happened to you, we thought your anointing was dead. Tell them, the dead child is not mine. The dead child is not mine. If they thought this was the end of you, this is the start of you. For it is not over until God says it's over. For weepings will endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning, and we will give you peace that surpasses human understanding. I want to declare today, the dead child is not mine. I want you, wherever you are, the dream that you had let down, I want you to pick it up. When they ask you what happened, tell them, the dead child is not mine. I want you to go and open your ministry again. When they ask you, we thought the ministry was dead, tell them, the dead ministry is not mine. The dead worship is not mine. The dead prayer is not mine. The dead faith is not mine. The dead believer is not mine. The dead voice is not mine. The dead preacher is not mine. The dead anointing is not mine. You are getting ready to rise again. You are getting ready to preach again. You are getting ready to sing again. You are getting ready to walk in your purpose again, because the dead child is not yours. I said, the dead child is not yours. I said, the dead child is not yours. And the Bible declares that as this woman declared that the dead child is not mine, the Bible says, even this woman who stole her baby said, neither is this dead child mine. And I like that decision. They decided to go to the king. You see, my brother and my sister, when things are dead in your life, it's not time for you to call your neighbors. When things are dead in your life, it's not time to call your mother. When things are dead in your life, it's not time to call your friends. But when things are dead in your life, it's time to call the King of Kings. It's time to call the Lily of the Valley. It's time to call the bright morning star. It's time to call the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. For heaven and earth will pass, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God, it shall abide. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forevermore. What is impossible with man, it is possible with God. His hand is not too short that he can never reach your situation. His hand is not too short that it can reach your situation. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, may the hand of the Lord fall upon your situation. May the hand of the Lord fall upon your difficulty. May the hand of the Lord fall upon your problem. And the Bible declares that as they went to the king posed a question when they were seated and said, bring me a sword and let me cut this living child in two so that both of you may have half, because you are saying it's your baby and you are saying it's your baby. So let me cut the child in two. Omon lomo anke half. Iribibili. Ona atibang ore kingwana wahaye. Ona atibang ore hamobulaya. Yaba ure murena skamobulaya. Mpo mufe ona omu. Yaba marawani emong uriena. Murena mobulaye. Rekampane ranka half. Yaba irebebele yaba murena ori mewa ngwana ki enwa ka mona ha si enwa ya batlanga bolawe ka mantswa mang ki murena ki hare wena ya sa go balang go dima ngwana wa hae nka ngwana na o tsama ile yena. The living baby is yours. I don't know who swapped your baby, but I hear the King of Kings saying it's time to swap the baby's back. What they had possessed of yours, we are repossessing it. When this woman went into the king's house, she entered with a dead baby, but when she went out of the house, she went with a living baby. I declare that may you, why you met, have listened to this message with a dead baby, but after this message you are going to live with a living baby. Hana ke na o kene ka ngwana shwele mara ha tso tswile ka ngwana phela ke ra ke tsebe o re o kene mo laitse ngwana ka yeng e shwele mara ha o tswa mo laitse ngwana o tlotswa le ntwe phela o bane ya re tshepisitse ha o ya tshepa hala se sita motho ha se siti Jehova. Mosadi wona number 2 hana ya ntlo nya morena wile Allah the tears of pain mara ha tswa ntlo nya morena o tswile Allah the tears of joy. Because weeping will endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. I declare upon your life that you are about to have tears of joy. Whatever they said was dead is coming back alive. You are about to have tears of joy over your family. Is coming tears of joy over your ministry. Is coming tears of joy over your life. Is coming tears of joy because the dead child is not mine. Whatever the devil said it was dead, the devil is a liar. The living child is yours. The dead child is not yours. May God bless you. May God enrich you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.